take me there, what you need is just an offering. It's right here, my life is here, and I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're a fire, a refiner. I want to be consumed. I want to be tried by fire. Purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I want to be tried by fire. Purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord, he is my life. If your glory wants to come in, let it fall. We want it all. Your fire is consuming. To this place, set it ablaze, and now be a living sacrifice for you. You're the fire, the refiner. I want to be consumed. I want to be tried by fire. Purified, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I want to be tried by fire. Purified, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I want to be tried by fire. Purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I want to be tried by fire. Purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. Clean my hands. Purify my heart. I want to burn for you. Only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I want to burn for you, only for you. Clean my hands, purify my heart. I want to burn for you. Only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I want to burn for you. Only for you. Clean my hands. Purify my heart. I want to burn for you, only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I want to burn for you, only for you. Clean my hands, purify my heart. I want to burn for you, only for you. I want to be tried by fire. Purified, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I want to be tried by fire. Purified, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. Burn me beautiful, burn me lovely, burn me righteous, burn me holy, burn me beautiful, burn me lovely, burn me righteous, burn me holy, burn me beautiful, burn me lovely, burn me righteous, burn me holy, burn me beautiful, burn me lovely, burn me righteous, burn me holy, burn me beautiful, burn me lovely, burn me righteous, burn me holy for you. I want to be tried by fire. Purified, you take whatever you decide. Lord, here's my life. I want to be tried by fire. Purified, you take whatever you decide. Lord, here's my life. If the altar's where you meet us, take me there. Take me there. What you need is just an offering. It's right here. My life is here. And I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're a fire, the refiner. I want to be consumed. I want to be tried by fire. Purified, you take whatever you decide. Lord, here's my life. I want to be tried by fire. Purified, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. At this moment, I'm going to...
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for your awesomeness, for your glory, for your presence, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you have brought us this day. And we come to realize, Father, that it's only in you that we live, we move, and have our very being. Lord, as we dwell in your secret place this morning, we're asking, O God, that you just saturate us with your presence, saturate us with your love, saturate us with your peace, saturate us, O God, with your healing power. We thank you, Father, for our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and our Dr. Pecola Roberts. We thank you for what you're doing in their lives. Oh, Lord God, I thank you for every good and perfect gift that you have stilled within them in mind, body, spirit, and soul. Lord God, we thank you for everything that you're doing for this call, the Master's Call. We ask you, Father God, that you just have your way like never before. We thank you for the messenger that's going to come forth with the message this morning. We thank you for your anointing that you have placed upon this person, Lord God, that you have filled their temples in such a manner that they will pour out to your people. And we, your people, who are called by your name, will hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. But we won't only hear, Lord, but we'll be doers of your miraculous and wonderful word. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Artist Life, and we thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing in that powerful and magnificent company. We glorify you, Father God, for having your way in this temple, having your way in our service, having your way in our cities, having your way in our country. Father God, we're calling on you, and you said when we call on you, you will answer, and then you will show us great and mighty things. We thank you, we glorify you, and we honor you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, Lord, and amen. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Willow. Take it away. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you for all that you've done, and thank you for coming in to assist with the greeting, and Minister and Prophet Kai, thank you, as well as Minister Keisha. Happy anniversary, Minister Keisha. Have a blessed day. And Psalmist Kaylin, thank you so much for so beautifully worshiping with us and bringing us before the Lord our God. Well, this is Minister Willa here in Tampa, and I greet you on behalf of Dr. P.K. Nicola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. This call was sounded, believe it or not, 11 years ago, October 25th. And we stand on a scripture verse. And that scripture verse is Psalm 8:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website where you can find all the messages that have been archived since the inception of this call and the full bio of all of our speakers. The website is themasterscall.net. Again, themasterscall.net. We also have a theme for this year, and it is, in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this ministry, as a greeter, as you so beautifully heard Prophet Kai and Minister Brenda do, or as a host, as I'm doing, perhaps the Lord has put a song in your heart, as you heard Psalmist Kaylin do, or perhaps you have a word that you'd like to share. Well, you can submit all that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, will be in contact with you. And know that we are always praying for you. However, on Fridays, we stay over a little bit longer to take your prayer requests and your praise reports live during the second half of our call. Now, this company, which was once Artist International and now is Artist Life, was established by the Diaz de Leon Company family over 30 years ago. And to find out more about the products, you can go to the person who told you about this call, and they will be happy to share that information with you. The morning motivational call is held immediately following this call every Monday through Friday. And you can go there to get vital information about the product, the benefits of the products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. We also have a bypass number, should you not be able to access our call or the Money Motivational call without having to pay. And that number is 716-293-9707. And today on the Money Motivational call is Awareness Wednesday. Well, so much for the announcements. I want to introduce our speaker to you, and she is absolutely no stranger to the Master's Call. She has a wonderful series called the I Am Series, and she is none other than Prophet Kai Brown, who currently resides in San Antonio, Texas. Prophet Brown is an engineer by trade, but God called her into the ministry, and she is she's attending seminary, and she's currently working on her PhD in pastoral care and counseling. Minister Prophet Kai is also the mother of our son, Christopher, who is currently an instructor. I believe he's at a university right now, instructing and developing the minds and the lives of the people there. So it's without further ado that I will introduce to some and present to others a woman who is kingdom-minded, inspiration, and a woman who is kingdom-minded, anointed, and inspirational, none other than our very own, my friend, Prophet Kai. Are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much for just hosting with such Jesus joy. And again, to Psalmist Kaylin, thank you for ushering us into the presence of the Lord. Minister Keisha and Minister Brenda, thank you for just seating and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. And to the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pocola Roberts, just thank you for trusting me and for being obedient to the Lord and allowing us to be a part of this blessed ministry, now 11 years old. And we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Daddy God, and the Holy Spirit, which rests, rules, and abides in each of us. Now, I will tell you, I don't know if Psalmist Kaylin was in my prayer closet with me when the Lord gave me this word, but the song that she ministered this morning, Tried by Fire, lines up perfectly with what God has given me for this morning. And as I just as I'm sitting here thinking about how God does things and how he moves and just how he just lines things up according to his will, according to his way. So today's message is endure the trial. Endure the trial. And enduring the trial is being tried by fire. And so when she sang that song, it just, you know, I just had to get into a place of worship with God and just begin to just continue to give him the praise, glory, and honor that is due him as he just continues to line it up. So our scripture reference comes from, it's going to be most of James 1, but we're going to start with James 1, verses 2 through 4. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness full effect that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Count it all joy when you meet trials of various kinds, when you are being tried by fire, tested to your point of feeling like you can't go any further. God tells us, endure the trials, my sons and daughters, because at the end of the trial, at the end of the test, the testimony that you will have will again bring people into the kingdom of God. Endure the test. It's funny because earlier this week we were talking about pass the test. So God wants us to pass the test. But in order to pass it, we've got to endure the trial that is the test. But are we ready to submit to God and endure the process? James 1 and 12 says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast. That means, boy, look at here. I don't know about you, but I want to be that blessed. So that means I have to endure. That means I have to remain steadfast. That means I have to endure the trials that come. Because these trials produce steadfastness. And if that steadfastness has that perfect work, the full effect, then we are made perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So we've got to stand in the midst of the trial. We have to be sure that we are hearing God clearly and that as we stand through the test And after you have suffered for a little while, as it says in 1 Peter 5 and 10, the God of all grace, who has called you to eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. So after you have suffered for a little while, after you have endured the test, after you have surrendered to the trial and the process that God is taking you through, after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, whose grace is sufficient, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Think about that. After you've dealt with the process, after you surrender to what God is calling you to, he himself, not the angels, but God himself will restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. See, and when God does that, it doesn't matter what man has to say. Because God has restored, confirmed, strengthened, and established you and what he has for you. So we need to do as Romans 12 and 12 says, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. See, because as we are enduring the trial, as we are dealing with the tribulation, we need to be constantly praying for God for his guidance, for his direction, for what we are to do in this season so that we can endure the trial and pass the test. But we have to make sure that we are doing our part. And if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God. See, because we need wisdom to be able to endure the trial, and that comes from James 1, verse 6. If you lack wisdom, ask him. He'll give it to you generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, and that is driven and tossed by the wind. So when we go to God and ask for him after we have counted it all joy because we are in these various temptations and these various trials, we have to ask for what we need in faith, believing that God will give us all that we need to endure the trial. And trials come and tests come to make us strong. And as we are walking out that season of trials and tribulations, as we are walking through the times of the storm, as we are walking through it, because God didn't tell us to stop in it. He told us to walk through it. Don't get stuck and stop and stay in the storm. Get the tools that God is providing through the storm as you are walking through so that you can continue to fill your tool belt, so that you can be prepared for that next season God is taking you to through this trial. Pass the test. Provide the testimony that came through the test so that others may see, hear, receive, and desire that relationship with God. We have to do our part. We have to make sure that we are allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us through the test. That's why he's there. He's there to be our comfort now that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God, petitioning for us, continually interceding on our behalf. But he did not leave us to figure it out or to do it on our own. He sent the Holy Spirit. He sent the Holy Spirit to be that guidance for us. James 5 and 11, behold, we consider those blessed who remain steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. Remain steadfast, even in the midst of the storm. Trust that God is exactly who he said he is and will do exactly what he said. Job did, and he had every reason to curse God and die. But instead, he stayed steadfast, trusting that whatever he was enduring for that season was God ordained, and God was going to bring him out of it. And he multiplied the things of Job as Job endured the season. Job was blessed because he chose to endure the test, endure the trial, pass the test, and push into God. No matter what the people around him were saying, he refused to do anything but remain steadfast, to do anything but stand and trust that God was there. So he endured the test. He endured the trial and was blessed because of it. We have to do our part if we desire to be able to walk through the trials and tribulations, and nobody's saying it's going to be easy or fun. But understand, our God is taking us, he's preparing us. We are in the process of preparation for that next season. And if we can't endure this level of trial, that level of trial that's going to come with that elevation he desires for us is definitely not something that's in our wheelhouse. So he can't elevate us to that next level until we can show that we can deal with the devils at this level. Oh, I thank you, Holy Spirit, because, my God, because here is the thing. Here is the thing. Here is how this works. We go through the storms of life. He tells us in the beginning they are coming, because he tells us the rain shall fall on the just and the unjust alike. That means everybody is going to go through a storm. That means everybody is going to be tested and tried, and our faith is going to be, we're going to have to show that our faith can endure these tests. But he tells us, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So even in the midst of that test, even in the midst of that trial, our God is standing there. He is holding our hand, walking us through the storm. And if we allow him to, he will be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. He will show us the steps to take, the moves to make, to walk through and endure the trial. But are we letting him? Or are we too busy murmuring and complaining about, oh, why am I here yet again, Lord? What is this that's going on? Why do I have to suffer through? Are we asking the right questions? Or should we be asking, Lord, what should I learn from this process? What are you teaching me through this trial? What am I gaining? And is it even for me, or is this trial that I'm enduring so that I can go forward and speak life to others who are in this situation? Because sometimes the storm is not even about you. Sometimes the lessons you are learning are for the purpose of helping others. But we have to surrender to the process. We have to submit ourselves to what God is teaching us. And we have to say, Father, nevertheless, not my will, thy will be done. Nobody wants to go through trials. I'm sure that Jesus was like, yeah, really, I don't want to go to the cross for these folks. Father, if you can take this cup from me, please do. However, nevertheless, not my will, thy will be done. It's okay to ask God to take it back. You don't want it. He understands that even Jesus did that. However, you've got to submit to it just like Jesus did. Nevertheless, not my will, thy will be done. So no, Daddy, I don't want this. However, I'm living in that nevertheless season. So nevertheless, not my will, thy will be done. So if I've got to walk through this, then I'm going to walk through it with my head held high, with the joy of the Lord as my strength. knowing that his grace is sufficient to carry me through whatever he brings me to. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trials. Blessed. Blessed. Not kind of, sort of blessed, not, you know, yeah, I'm doing all right. No, blessed. Blessed. And we just have to decide if we are going to be okay with being blessed. I don't know about you, but I want the blessing of the Lord. I desire that. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast. Blessed. I want to be blessed. So that means I'm going to endure the trial, and I'm going to stand and walk through it no matter what it looks like, feels like, seems like, smells like, tastes like. I'm going to walk out whatever God brings me to. Blessed is the man who endures, endures temptation, endures the trials, endures the tribulations of life that will come. Blessed is that man. So do you want to be blessed? Ask yourself, am I looking to walk in the blessings of God? Because if we think about it, he's given us the ability to do things, because he says his word in Philippians 4:13 is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All things, not some. I am able to do all things as I endure the test. As I endure the trial, so that I can pass the test, so that I can present the testimony, so that those who hear and see what God has taken me through can come running, desiring him, not me, desiring him, and want to learn how to get to where he is. But we've got to endure the test. We've got to endure the trial to be able to pass the test, to be able to present the testimony. What are you willing to endure for your relationship with Christ? You know how much we give up for our relationship with man? What are we willing to endure for our relationship with God? What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to endure? Are you willing to count it all joy? Are you willing to count it all joy when those diverse, when those various trials and tribulations come? Because they are coming. The fiery darts are being hurled at us. And that's not going to stop, because the enemy is going to continue to do his job. But are you willing to endure and count it all joy? Are you willing to endure the tests of life that are going to come so that you can pass the test and present the testimony? Minister Willa, back to you.
Thank you, Prophet Kai. What a rich word. So many nuggets in that word. I'm telling you, you're going to want to go back and hear this. Endure the trial. And in order to hear this message, you can go to 712-432-1085, and the tank code is 957-677-POUND. Prophet Kai, I will call you back to give us our benediction after we have our prayer, go over our prayer requests and our announcements. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning with hearts of thanksgiving, God, knowing that you know the end of a situation from the beginning in our lives, knowing that you know each and every trial we're going to experience. The beautiful thing about it is that as we go through the trial, as we're in one, or as we're about to come out of one, God, we know that you are always there. And as Prophet Kai said, let us hear from you. We don't want to mess up. We don't want to have to repeat the trial. We don't want to have to repeat the test, God. So, Father, I pray, God, that you continue to bless Prophet Kai, God, with her amazing series that she has given to us. Father, would you bless her son, Christopher, and continue to be with her mother, Lord. And whatever trials she has to experience, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that she holds on to your word, and I know she will, because she knows that you are leading her through and that you are her guide. And as she's already said, oftentimes we don't go through a trial for ourselves, but to be a blessing to someone else. So as she goes through this trial, God, let her be that blessing. We bind any attacks, oh God, that may want to come against her as she goes through this time, that no weapon formed against her will prosper. Lord, we thank you for Dr. Bacola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, you know exactly what they're going through. You know what's going on in their lives, Lord. And Father, again, we just ask that you continue to guide them, that you touch Dr. Bacola, God, that you continue to strengthen her in the name of Jesus. And God, as she comes through this, she comes through even greater than before. God, we ask that you continue to touch Dr. Vanessa. Be that lamp unto her feet. Be her strength, God. She has so much going on, and yet she finds time for others. So, God, would you just continue to just bless her, God, as she has been a blessing to others. Now, God, we pray for each and every person who is on our Blessed to Be Well list, because we're calling those things that be not as though they were. We ask that you be with each and every person who is experiencing bereavement, God. You know exactly who they are, and you are the God that comforts, the God that heals, the God that restores. You are the God who soothes our hearts, Lord. And so I thank you. And now, God, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us today. God, we, Holy Spirit, you are welcome into our lives. You are welcome into our hearts. You're welcome into our homes. And let us walk in that today, and not just today, always. And we give you praise and call it done. We ask you to forgive us for our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as I said, family, you are going to want to go back and hear the message again. It's a powerful message, and it's 712-432-1085, and the pin code is 957-677 a pound. Again, thank you, Psalmist Kaylin, for so beautifully bringing us through praise and worship this morning. Thank you, Minister Keisha, Minister Brenda, for hosting this morning, for greeting this morning. We so love and appreciate you and Prophet Kai. And again, Prophet Kai, thank you so much for your rich word that you brought that we know we need to hear again. And as I always say, my TMC family, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I love me some you. Prophet Kai, would you please come back and give us the benediction?
Thank you, thank you, thank you again, Minister Willa, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you for yet again allowing us to come into your presence, Father. We thank you because you are God all by yourself. And as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we ask that you give us the strength to continue to endure all that comes our way, Father, so that we may endure the trials, pass the test, and present the testimony. Lord, we love you, magnify you, and glorify you, and we seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. My TMC family, I love you to life. Go out and continue to be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye.